There were cases, and maybe I'm carrying on too much about these subject matters, but it seems to me there were other cases beside the election case and the monitoring case where you were in, I was thinking of the fairly strict construction of the constitutional language in, as far as this passing a bill in the Senate is concerned, where you would, in your comments, either in being on the prevailing side or in a dissent, would bring up the matter of the separation of powers. This mm-hmm. was a fairly consistent theme, was it not, in your writings,
mm-hmm.
that this is a matter for the legislature. What is your feeling about the court's role in making public policy in that period?
Well, there was always that, and continues to this day, is the court legislating by a certain interpretation of something the legislature has passed. And I guess that, you know, it's always said that we're the products of our background. Having served three terms as a state senator, I guess I'm perhaps viewed a little more stringently than some on the court the function of a legislative body, that what they say shouldn't be tinkered with too much. As a corollary to this, there was just recently an opinion came down from the Michigan Supreme Court now, as of a couple of weeks ago, in which there was a statement, a dissent filed by one of the justices, interpreting what the legislature had said. The legislature had not said that at all. The opinion said this is what they would have said if they'd considered the matter. Now, that's about as far as you can carry judicial legislation, or changing what the legislature did say. And I guess any time that I came down on the side of saying this is what it says and we aren't going to expand it any, it came probably from the fact that I had been on the in the legislature and didn't like to see there is such a thing as statutory interpretation. Any court sometimes has to do that. A statute does not read well, and you have to, but to change what is a pretty obvious meaning of a statute into something else, I never did care too much for that. And I think, as I say, this case, and I don't know the name, I can't think of the name of, came down just recently where one dissenting opinion said this is what the legislature would have said if they'd considered the matter. That's about as far as you can take it. So I always, I guess if anything, I erred on the side of strict interpretation of what the legislature said without going too far afield.
Was the Michigan court, in your view, somewhat typical, or was this, put it another way, this tendency to stretch matters in the field of legislating a infirmity of the court system generally? You know, there have been...
I'm not sure. I think there are courts that are known as strict interpreting, as strict interpreting courts, and others who aren't. And there was a period of time on the Michigan Supreme Court, prior to when I got there, when the Michigan Court did have a pretty strong national reputation for want of a better term, legislating. Interpreting legislative acts in the way that best fit social solutions or economic solutions. But that had, by the time I don't think the court, when I was, the time I was there, was known for this. We had majorities and dissents and so forth, but I don't think that the court was notorious for being a legislating court at the time I was there. There was a time, maybe 10 years prior to that, that it was considered to be pretty much on the cutting edge of judicial legislation. That had sort of begun to fade.